Every Sunday when we come to church, we come for a living encounter with our God. Amen. Hindi tayo pupunta sa simbahan dahil wala tayong magawa sa bahay paglinggo. Hindi tayo pumupunta sa simbahan tuwing linggo dahil sarado yung mga tindahan. Pupunta tayo sa simbahan because we would like to encounter Jesus in our life. And encountering Christ in our life would truly change and transform our lives. Our first reading, makikita natin dito yung principle na to. An encounter with the Lord is a gift. Amen? Biyaya po yan. Every time we encounter Jesus, it's always a gift. And we see this in the life of Saint Paul. How Paul, noona ang pangalan niya si Saul, he persecuted God's people. He persecuted the church. Yun ang kanyang buhay. But then he had an encounter with Jesus. Nahulog siya sa kabayo niya. Nung nahulog siya sa kabayo, nabulag siya. And you know what happened? After a while, nung nilayhan siya ni Peter, gumaling yung pagkabulag niya, he woke up with a different perspective in life. Nagbago ang pananaw niya sa buhay. There was a change in his vision, in his mind, that when he stood up from that sickness, he started to bless the church. The first lesson we need to learn today from our first reading is this. Every saint has a past. Lahat tayo, lahat ng banal na bayan ng Diyos, every one of us, meron tayong hindi mabuting kahapon. Amen? Hindi maganda ang kahapon ko. Puno ng kasalanan, puno ng kadiliman yung pinanggalingan kong kahapon. But Saint Augustine said, every saint has a past, a very bad past. But every sinner has a future. Okay? Lahat tayong makasalanan, meron tayong pag-asa na hinaharap, okay, bukas. And this should remind us not to judge each other, but instead we need to love each other because all of us have a bad past. Hindi magandang pinanggalingan natin sa buhay. Pero ang importante naman, hindi yung inumpisahan natin. Ang importante talaga, paano tayo magtatapos sa buhay natin. How will we end in life? That is what is most important to God. Now, many of us did not start well, but today we are given the opportunity, as we encounter the Lord, we are given the opportunity to end well. Amen? Kung sa basketball pa, kung talo ka sa first quarter, talo ka sa second quarter, talo ka sa third quarter, pero pagdating sa fourth quarter, nanalo ka, panalo ka talaga. Okay? Ganyan ang buhay natin. And what does the second reading today remind us? It reminds us that if we are going to encounter Christ just like Saint Paul, we are going to change. Magkagaroon ng pagbabago ang buhay natin. And that change will produce a fruit in our life. And what is the fruit of that transformation we have? It produces in us a very deep faith. Lalalim yung pananampalataya natin sa Diyos. And our love for each other will become genuine. Okay? Magiging tunay yung ating pagmamahalan, yung pag-ibig mo sa kapwa mo. Why? Because a changed life is a changed life now is receiving the love of God. Magbabagong buhay na when we encounter Jesus, we are encountering the love of God. Jesus is the love of God personified. Every time you encounter Jesus in your life, you are encountering the love of God for you. What does it mean? Every time si Jesus ay nahihimasok sa buhay natin, every time He encounters us, He always reveals the love of God in us. And that love will change our life. Babaguhin ng pag-ibig na yan. God's love is redemptive. Ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay tumutubos talaga sa atin. It saves us, it redeems us from a life of sin, and brings us to new life. Okay? And this is seen in our gospel today. Our gospel reminds us and encourages each and every one of us who are now in Christ. Sino ba sa inyong? How many of you here are in Christ? Yung iba, hindi pa sigurado. Siguraduhin nyo, ha? Okay. How many of you here are in Christ? Yeah. If we are in Christ, we are encouraged today to remain in Christ. Why? Because only when we choose to remain in Christ shall we be able to bear fruit. Okay? If we do not remain in Christ, even though we are already in Christ, if we do not abide, we do not continue, we do not remain in Christ, there will be no fruit in our lives. Mga kapatid, ang hinahanap ng Diyos sa atin, hindi yung maganda nating mukha, hindi yung pera natin, hindi yung influence natin. Ang hinahanap ng Diyos sa atin, bunga, fruit. Okay? The scripture says, we are a planting of the Lord. Tinanim tayo ng Diyos dito sa mundong ito. And we were planted and designed by God to be very fruitful. Amen? Yan ang disenyo ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Ang disenyo sang Diyos sa kabuhi naton, nga kitatanan maging mabinungahon git. Okay? We are designed to bear much fruit. That's why the only way for us to bear fruit, sa sinasabi dito sa gospel, is we have to remain, we have to continue in Jesus. There are many Christians today who start well, maganda yung pag-umpisa nila sa buhay nila. They started out following Jesus. They started out obeying Jesus in their life. Maganda yung umpisa. Pero ngayon, tatanungin ko, saan na sila? Wala na. They did not remain. They did not continue. They did not abide. And you know, the only way for us to be fruitful in life is we have to remain in Christ. Yan ang sinasabi dito. Today, we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Easter. And ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon ay harvest, the Easter harvest. Yung ani. Paki-off na lang yung microphone. Can I have a microphone? We are talking about a harvest during Easter. Paki-off yung lapel. Paki-off yung lapel ko. Ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, harvest ani. Sino yung mga farmers dito? Sino ro may lanas iya? Okay. Taas niyo yung kamay niyo para makita. Okay? Huwag kayong matakot, hindi kami hihingi ng bigas. Okay? Etong season of Easter, season din ng ani to. Sino sa inyo nakapag-ani na? Sino sa inyo mag-aani itong season na to? Okay, marami, di ba? Harvest, and it's always exciting pag meron ka ng aanihin. Ganon din ang Diyos. God is so excited with the harvest that He has going to have in our life. Bakit? Nagtanim din ang Diyos. At ang magtanim ay hindi, alam ng mga farmers yan, magtanim ay hindi biro, maghapon kang nakayuko. Okay? Maghapon kang nasa initan. Hindi yan biro. Hindi rin biro sa Diyos na nagtanim siya. How did God plant? He went to the cross, He died and He resurrected. Ganyan kahirap po ang pagtatanim. By His death and resurrection, Jesus Christ has planted in us seeds that God expects to harvest. Now, we have to remain, sabi niya. Pag pinutol mo yung isang sanga, when you cut off a branch from a tree, ang tanong ko sa inyo, anong mangyayari sa branch na yan? What would happen to that branch? If you cut a branch at yan ay nahulog lang, may pag-asa bang magbubunga yan? Ha? Hello? Oh, sige. Ako, hindi ako farmer, pero alam ko talaga. Pag tinutol mo yung bunga, hindi na magbubunga yan. Wala talagang pag-asa yung branch na yan, yung sanga na yan. Wala nang pag-asa mamumunga yan. Now, take note, sabi ni Jesus Christ, I am the vine, you are the branches. Tell the person beside you, we are the branches. We are the branches. And the only reason why we can bear fruit, why our lives can be fruitful, is because we are connected to the true vine. But if we are cut off, kahit naging miyembro ka pa, kahit naging bahagi ka pa ng puno na yan, pag ikay naputol, wala ka ng bunga. And you'll never bear fruit. Okay. Sa Antique, maraming tanim. Yung bahay ko sa Antique, marami talagang tanim. Kung hayaan mo lang, yung bahay namin parang gubat yan. It's like a jungle. Kaya minsan nagbihis ako one time, nakasombrero ako, naka-jacket ako. Nagpa-picture ako doon sa ilalim ng kawayan. May kawayan yung bahay ko doon, may tanim na kawayan. Nagpa-picture ako doon sa ilalim. Sabi ng mga friends ko sa Facebook, "Where did you travel, Father? Saan ka ba nag-travel? Saan kang bundok ngayon, Father?" Hindi ko lang masabi, nasa harap ng bahay ko lang 'to. Okay? So I cut off the branch, pinaputol ko lahat ng mga sanga para makita naman yung itsura ng bahay. Nung pinutol na yung mga sanga, after a while, after a few days, what happened? What happened? Mas lalong magulo. Bakit? Ang daming tuyong sanga na nandun sa bahay ko. My dear friends, tanungin ko kayo, anong gagawin mo sa mga sanga na yan na natuyo na lang? What do you do? Sa mga farmers? Ha? Ay, tama. De, you have no choice. Susunugin mo lang yan. Okay? You have no choice but to burn it. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus. A branch that is already cut off, it is already useless. Hindi na mamumunga yan, hindi na mabubuhay yan ulit. Anong gagawin mo? Sunugin mo na lang talaga. And remember, God is talking about us. Jesus is the true vine. Again, who are the branches? Tayo. Tayo ang branches. Kaya merong dalawang klaseng branch. A branch that does not bear fruit and a branch that bears fruit. Dalawang klaseng sanga. Etong araw na to, pagninilayan natin kung saan tayo dyan. Ikaw ba ay sanga na nagbubunga o ikaw ba ay sanga na hindi na nagbubunga? Anong ginagawa sa sanga na hindi nagbubunga? Pinuputol. At pag naputol yan, natutuyo, namamatay, hindi na talaga magbubunga, anong ginagawa? Sinusunog. And every time the scriptures talks about fire, it talks about hell. Tandaan natin yan. Every time Jesus Christ talks of fire, He talks about hell. That's why there are branches that are going to be thrown into the fire of hell. May mga tao talagang pupunta sa impyerno. Bakit? Hindi dahil hindi sila sanga. Hindi dahil hindi sila nakibahagi sa buhay ng Diyos. Ang problema sa kanila, hindi talaga nagbunga. Amen? Wala talagang bunga. And so they're going to be cut off and there will be burned because they never bear fruit at all. Yan ang unang klaseng sanga. Meron namang sanga na nagbubunga. Oy, ganda. Okay? Pag nakita mo yung sanga na yan, may bunga na, mayroong mga magsasaka na hinahalikan pa yan. Kinikiss. Okay? Sa sobrang ganda ng bunga, kinikiss nila yan. Kasi sabi nila, pag kinikiss mo daw yung sanga, mas lalong magiging fruitful yan. Okay? Nilalambing mo yung tanim. Paano ang Diyos maglambing sa sanga na may bunga? Anong ginagawa niya sa sanga na may bunga? What does God do? God prunes it. Pinuprune ng Diyos yung sanga na yan. Alam niyo ba yung process ng pruning? Ha? Tinatanggal yung mga excess na dahon, excess na mga maliliit na sanga, so that the sap will not use up, will be used up by those little branches. Pupunta yan sa bunga at dadami ang bunga niyan ng sanga na yan. Okay? Pruning. Okay? If your life is producing fruit, God will prune you because that's how God loves you. Okay? And we will talk about that later on. So yung sanga na walang bunga, putol, sunog. Ang sanga na may bunga, pinuprun, kung sa antiki pang tawag na mo na, ginapadugo. Pinapadugo mo lang siya. Okay? So that it will bear much fruit. Okay? Tanim, pag-uusapan muna natin dito. Now, going back to the Christian life. If we are bearing fruit in our life, anong bunga ang lumalabas sa buhay natin? What is Jesus talking about here? If we remain in Christ, there are two things that will flow in your life. Number one, the love of God and faith. If you remain in Christ, your faith will grow deeper. Mas lalalim, mas titindi ang pananampalataya mo kay Lord kung mananatili ka kay Lord. Amen? Kaya may mga tao minsan nagpapaalam sa akin, sabihin nila, Father, marami akong problema. Pwede ba muna hindi muna ako magsimba para makakonsentrate ako kay Lord? Sabi ko, hindi. Magsimba ka. Okay? The more you will go to church, because remaining in Christ will produce a profound faith. Mas titindi, mas lalalim yung pananampalataya mo kung mananatili ka. Okay? You continue with Christ. Yes, hayaan mo na yung pagsubok na yan. Hayaan mo yung mga problema na dumadating. Continue in Christ, remain in Christ, and your faith will grow deeper. Amen? What else will flow in your life if you remain in Christ? Love. Mas lalo ikaw matututong magmahal. Why? Because if you remain in Christ, sabi niya, my love will remain in you. And if you remain in Jesus, you will always experience the love of God in your life. That same love that God shows you, that is the same love that you will give to your brothers and sisters. Kaya ang tao na hindi marunong magmahal sa kapwa, yung tao na yan ay hindi tumatanggap sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. Okay? You struggle to love your brothers. You struggle to love your neighbor. Why? Because you are not receiving the love of God. But if every day when you wake up in the morning, you think, you meditate on how much God loves you araw-araw. Kita mo yung mga bata, pag minamahal yan ng magulang, if children are really loved by their parents,
that children will grow up loving also their neighbors and their friends.
Pero pag masungit yung magulang sa bata, hindi naman nakakadama yung bata ng pag-ibig sa magulang. Yung batang yan, lalaking masungit din.
Kung anong tinatanggap natin sa Diyos, yan ang lumalabas sa buhay natin. It comes out in our life.
That is why if we remain in Christ, if we remain in Jesus, what will flow in our life is profound faith and love of God. It will continue to grow.
And what is the definition of your love? What is definition of love?
Anong definition ng love? Love means to order your life for the good of others.
Inaayos mo ang buhay mo, hindi dahil gusto mo yung yumaman.
Inaayos mo ang buhay mo, hindi dahil gusto mong sumikat.
Inaayos mo ang buhay mo, hindi para makilala ka ng tao.
Hindi mo inaayos ang buhay mo para dumami yung salapi mo.
Inaayos mo yung buhay mo para yung ibang tao maging mabuti din ang buhay nila.
You order your life in such a way that the good that comes out of your life will make others realize how good they are also.
You order your life for the good of others. That is love.
That is love.
If we remain in Christ, that genuine love will flow from us.
Our faith in God would deepen as we remain in Jesus. Yan ang encouragement ni Jesus.
And because there is so much life flowing in you, you will bear fruit.
Ano ang bunga niyan? Ang bunga niyan, there will be people who will be drawn into the kingdom of God.
The fruit of your life will be disciples.
Other people coming to Jesus. Why?
Because of the love, the faith that is flowing out of your life.
There are people who will be drawn to Christ.
Yan ang bunga na hinahanap ng Diyos sa atin.
Ang tanong natin sa sarili natin ganito,
sa buhay ko ba,
meron na bang lumapit sa Diyos dahil sa akin?
You ask that question to yourself.
Meron na bang lumapit sa Diyos dahil sa buhay ko na puno ng pananampalataya, puno ng pag-ibig? May lumapit na ba sa Panginoon dahil sa akin?
Etong year na to, ang pag-uusapan natin, mission.
We're going to go into the mission.
Hindi lang mga missionaries natin.
If we're going to go out on a mission, we're going to do it as a community.
Lahat tayo po.
We're going to evangelize. To evangelize is to make Jesus known to others.
If we're going to do that as a church,
we have to do it with a profound faith.
And we have to do it with a genuine love.
Only then can you bring disciples into the kingdom of God.
People will be drawn.
People will be drawn to your God.
People will be drawn to your community.
People will be drawn to your family.
Bakit? Nandun nagfo-flow yung pag-ibig ng Diyos. Lumalabas.
Hindi na pwedeng itago yan.
Pag meron kang pag-ibig sa Diyos, hindi po natatago yan.
Nobody lights up a lamp and put it under a bowl.
It will be revealed, it will be shown.
You know, si Bishop Ricardo, he was a good teacher of faith.
Na-experience yun na yan.
Pag nagturo ng faith yun, talagang magaling yun.
But one of the things that draw me to Christ dahil sa buhay ni Bishop Ricardo, it's not so much of the teachings of the faith.
I was drawn to him. I was so attracted to his life.
Lumapit talaga ako at lumapit sa Diyos.
Alam mo, what draws me to him and to his life?
Bishop Ricardo is a man of prayer.
I was really attracted to his prayer life.
Doon ako na-attract.
Hindi niya sinasabi sa akin na nagpe-pray siya,
but you could sense that man is a man of prayer.
That is why in my life now,
in my life now, I have already made that resolution in my life, I am going to be a man of prayer also, just like my bishop. Now, I may not know so many things about the Word of God, I may not know so many things about certain things that kailangan malaman ng isang bishop, but one thing I know, I need to be a man of prayer. I need to be a man who can talk to God. I need to be a man who can hear God also. Yan lang kailangan ko. So, remain in Christ and the love of Christ, His faith will flow in your life, and that love and faith will bring disciples. You will bring people to Christ. They will follow you, not because of how good you are, not because of how talented you are. They follow you because the life of Christ is flowing out. Alam nyo ba si Jesus, nakaka-inlove talaga yan. Once you encounter Him in your life, you will fall in love with Him. At ang hirap talaga na hindi mo siya sundan. Kung in love ka na, sino sa inyo nakaranas na kayo na in love din kayo minsan sa buhay nyo? Diba ang hirap iwanan yung taong love na love mo na? Ganon din si Lord. That's why it starts with remaining, abiding in Christ. Now, ang question natin, how will we abide in Christ? How do we remain in Jesus so that our life will be fruitful? How do we remain? How do we abide? How do we remain in Christ? Obey Jesus until your last breath. Maraming Kristiyano na umpisa sa buhay, nag-obey kay Lord. Pero habang tumatagal at patapos na yung buhay nila, hindi na sila nag-o-obey kay Lord. They only follow what they want already. My brothers and sisters, sana wag dahil hindi ganyan ang buhay natin. Up to our last breath, we will obey Jesus. That is how it is to remain in Christ. You remain obedient to Jesus. That's why every Sunday when we come to church, pag nagsisimba tayo, we are encountering the living Word of God. We are encountering Jesus. How do we encounter Jesus every Sunday? Number one, by the Holy Scriptures. Pag binabasa yung salita ng Diyos, nag-homily ang pare tungkol sa salita ng Diyos, we are encountering Christ when we listen. When we listen carefully to the Word of God in Scriptures. That's the number one thing. The second thing in encountering God in our life is when we come to church every Sunday and receive Him, receive the Word in the sacrament. Amen? Every time we partake of the Holy Eucharist, the body and the blood of Christ, anong sabi ng Diyos? When you eat my flesh, when you drink my blood, saan yan natin kinakain yung katawan ni Kristo? Saan natin kinakain yung laman ni Kristo? Saan natin iniinom yung dugo ni Kristo? Where is the body? Where is the blood of Christ? It's in the sacrament. Hindi mo makukuha yan sa palengke, hindi mo makukuha yan sa beach, hindi mo makukuha yan sa ibang lugar. Dito lang yan sa altar natin. Every Sunday, when we come and partake of the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, you are eating the flesh and blood of Christ. And what did Jesus say? If you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, you will have life in you. Magkakaroon ka ng buhay. And that life force that you partake from the sacrament, yan ang magbibigay ng lakas sa'yo that you will be able to love, you will be able to have the faith to move mountains. Diyan ang gagaling yan. It comes from the Word of God in Scriptures and the Word of God in the sacrament. Every time we come every Sunday to listen, to meditate, to reflect upon the Word in Scripture, and also to contemplate the Word of God in the sacrament. Every time we do that, we remain in Christ. Amen? We remain obedient to Jesus pag pinatuloy natin yan. And we will remain obedient to Jesus, His love will flow. It will continue to flow in your life. The faith that could move mountains will continue to overflow in your life. What happens then? When that happens, people will come to you. People will be drawn to Jesus because of your life. Darating ang panahon, hindi na ikaw ang makikita ng tao. They will already see Christ in you. That is my prayer. My prayer is this, that one day, wala na kayong makikitang Romy June sa harap nyo. When I stand before you, I pray one day you will just see Jesus in me. No one else anymore. That's why we must begin to decrease. We must be less and less until Christ begins to increase in us. Christ will become more and more evident. How do you do that? By remaining in Jesus, remaining faithful to Jesus, remaining obedient to Jesus. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Tuwing Linggo, minsan nakakatamad pumunta sa church, lalo na pag mainit, lalo na pag umuulan. But every Sunday, we choose to come here. Why? Because Jesus is more important than what I want to do. I want to remain in Jesus. I want to remain obedient to Jesus. Only when we encounter Jesus every Sunday, faithfully, in the scriptures, in the sacrament, can the life of Christ flow. May sinabi pa si Jesus, and I will end here. Sabi niya, apart from me, you can? What? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Alam mo, I make a confession. Akala ko talaga noon, kahit na lumayo ako kay Jesus, pwede pa rin akong gumawa ng bagay na mabuti. Pero pwede ko paggandahin yan kung nandyan na si Jesus. I really thought of that. Sabi ni Jesus, apart from me, you can do nothing. Ang iniisip ko, yes, I can do something apart from Jesus. Hindi lang maganda. Pero pag linapit ko kay Lord, gaganda yan. That's not what Jesus said. Hindi yan ang sinabi ni Lord. Ang totoo talaga ganito, wala ka talagang magawa. You can really do nothing. For those of you who will engage in evangelism, for those of us who are working in the ministry, tayong lahat sa ministry, tayong lahat na nagsiserve kay Lord, think of this, wala kang magagawa apart from Christ. Huwag mong isipin, meron ako Father magagawa, maliit lang. No, sabi ni Jesus, wala po. You can do nothing apart from me. Remain in the vine. Be obedient to the Word of God. Be faithful to the Word of God. If we do that, there will be life flowing and there will be fruit. And sabi niya, He will prune you. If you are already fruitful, anong gagawin ni Lord? Ipuprune ka niya. Puputulin niya yung mga bagay, maliliit na bagay sa buhay mo that prevents you from becoming more and more fruitful. Ano yan? Ay, maraming bagay yan. Sa buhay niyo, naranasan niyo ba na may tinanggal si Lord? In your life, have you experienced that God took out from your life? It's not meant to destroy you, but it is meant to make you fruitful. Ito may nangyari sa amin. Talagang malungkot ako. Nasira yung TV namin. Nasirang TV namin. Bumili ako ng TV na malaki. Kasi gusto ko magkaroon ng sinehan bahay ko. I watch films there. Pero lately, nung pinaandar ko yung TV ko, hindi na umaandar. Kaya galit na galit ako sa demonyo. Akala kong demonyo nagsira. Tumawag ako ng technician. Sabi ng technician sa akin, tinignan yung TV. Sabi ng technician, madali lang to, Father. Papalitan ko lang tong pyesa na to, under na yung TV mo. Oh, sige, sabi ko, sige. Saan ba nabibili yan? Sa akin. Magkano yan? 14,000. 14,000 yung pyesa na yon. Sabi ko, magkano yung TV? Mga 20 plus thousand. Eh, konti na lang. Bumili ka na ng bago. Diba? Galit na galit ako sa demonyo dahil nasira yung TV. Dahil wala ng TV, eh maraming nangyari. Nagbabasa na lang ako. Nagdadasal na lang ako. Yung oras sa TV, napunta sa pagdadasal. And it became fruitful for me. That's why I woke up one day and I say, Lord, thank you for taking away my TV. Amen? Ganyan naman si Lord, di ba? Kung anong bagay ang humaharang na hindi ikaw magiging fruitful, tatanggalin ni Lord yan. Amen? Dahil mahal ka ni Lord. Kung yung pera ay nakakadisturbo sa'yo at humaharang na ikaw'y lumago at magiging fruitful kay Lord, anong mangyayari sa palagay niyo? Ha? Ano? Natakot kayo sabihin? Anong mangyayari? Tatanggalin ni Lord yung pera muna. Diba? If there are relationships and friends, pag meron ka mga kaibigan na humaharang na ikaw hindi lumalago kay Lord, sa sobrang bait ni Lord, anong gagawin ni Lord? Kaya minsan may merong mga BFF na nag-aaway. Bakit? Tinatanggal na ni Lord. That is what we call the process of pruning. Masakit yan. Marami akong kilala na tinanggalan ng trabaho, tinanggalan ng negosyo, tinanggalan ng bahay, tinanggalan ng maraming bagay sa buhay nila until finally nothing is left to them except Christ. And when they started to look at Jesus in their life, they started to overflow with their life. Kaya yung TV ko, 50 inches, sabi ko, Lord, salamat, kinuha mo na. Kunin mo na yan, di ko na kailangan yan. Mabubuhay ako walang TV. Next month, baka may pumasok na 100 inch. Okay? Yung mga tinanggalan ni Lord ng pera, pag natuto kayo, anong mangyayari? Sabihin nyo, pag tinanggal ni Lord yung pera para turuan ka at natuto ka, anong mangyayari? Mas dadaming pera mo. Okay? That's how God is. He loves us so much. He prunes us. The purpose of pruning is for us to be more fruitful in our life. He teaches us. Amen? Meron akong kaibigan. Ang problema niya naman, wala siyang oras kay Lord. Masyado siyang busy sa trabaho niya. Wala siyang oras. So nangyari sa kanya, nagkasakit siya, natanggal yung business niya, hindi na siya busy. Bakit? Nandun na lang siya sa bahay. Brad, busy ka ba? Busy ako dito, kakaupo. He had no time to work anymore. He cannot work because he got sick. Wala na siyang oras para sa business niya, sa trabaho niya. Nagkasakit siya. So anong ginawa niya? Nandun siya sa bahay niya. Minsan naabutan ko siya, nanonood siya ng mga teachings sa Bible, tinuturo doon sa TV na nanonood siya. And he spent time with God. Ngayon magaling na siya. Okay na siya. Ano nangyari? Gumanda yung trabaho niya. Mas lalo nagiging fruitful yung trabaho niya. Ganyan naman si Lord. Pruning lang yan. So, let us be encouraged today. Remain in Christ. Remain faithful in Christ. Remain obedient to Jesus and life will flow. And when there is life flowing in you, the life of Jesus Himself flows through you, you will be very fruitful.